Time to check in with our very good mates at the Ballarat Wildlife Park this morning to continue our series, Three Things You Didn't Know About. It's Julia Leonard. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Are you well?
I am well. Thanks for asking yourself.
Thank you for asking. I'm doing great. You've extracted yourself from the quolls enclosure this morning?
Yes, exactly. They've had their breakfast. The first time I did an interview with you, I was just sitting there with the breakfast, so they were looking at me with these hungry eyes. So they've had their breakfast now, so all good.
Oh, good. So first time I got in the way of a quoll's breakfast, so they'll have it in for me next time I'm at the Ballarat Wildlife Park, won't they?
I will.
Yeah, got to watch my ankles.
Yeah, hey, ankles.
Julia, since last time you and I spoke, the Ring of Steel has come down. What's that done for business?
Oh, it's been excellent welcoming our Melbourne visitors back, and there's been quite a buzz around the park, and everybody's happy and feeling good to be out and about. So, yeah, we're getting a few visitors back, which is great.
Isn't that good? You were saying some school groups are starting to return as well?
Yeah, well, the poor old schools haven't been able to do a lot of their excursions throughout the year, so as soon as they were able to get back into it, you know, we've had some school groups visit, so it's great to hear all the kids laughing and, you know, getting around the park. It's good to see you again.
It's those simple noises, simple things that we miss during this pandemic, Julia.
Exactly right.
I know another area where you need support is of a weekday, and it's probably easier for we locals. Maybe if we've got a few hours off and an afternoon and the sun's shining, it'd be great to go and support the wildlife park Monday to Friday.
Oh, yeah, everybody's welcome to come. We've got encounters happening and all the animals are, you know, there to see. We have some limitations within our indoor areas. Mm. You can still now enter all the reptile house and see Crunch the crocodile.
Oh, that is great news. Another big step forward. I was having a chat to PT on the big show this morning about your meerkat encounters. So they're back on again.
They are. In fact, the meerkats are excited welcoming visitors back. We noticed that they were constantly looking at the gateway waiting for people. So as soon as people came back in, it was exciting for them. And we're able to do all of our encounters again with some limitations.
Yeah.
We still have to, of course, you know, adhere to the social distancing.
Yeah.
So people can't hold a wombat or hold a snake, but they can certainly get close and paddle wombat and a snake and a koala, and now they can sit down and have the meerkats jump on them, and that's all fun.
Oh, pop it on the bucket list. It sounds like a whole heap of fun, Julia. Now, let's continue with our Three Things You Didn't Know About series. We've ticked the box when it comes to wombats. We know why they have square poo. It's for stacking purposes. Or maybe that's just me. I think I've made that up.
That's true. They can stack it on a rock. They do.
Stop it. Crocodiles, we know that they might be massive. Crunch is huge, but Crunch doesn't eat a whole lot. I learnt that last time.
Good.
Now, I know you've been studying up on the meerkats, Julia. What have you got for me? What's fact number one?
Well, I know that everybody knows they're cute, so I don't need to explain that.
Mm.
But does everybody know they're in a matriarchal society? So the female is actually the head honcho of the group, bit of girl power going on.
Nice.
She's the one who picks the mate. She's the one who tells the mate to go. She's the one who organises everybody to do what they have to do.
Wow.
So, you know, she might say, you guys go and feed the babies or look after them or do the hunting, teach them how to survive.
Mm.
And she's the matriarch of the group.
Do they pick a partner for life, Julia?
Now you've asked me something I don't know.
Sorry.
I know that they're in a group, a colony, which can be up to 50.
Yeah.
There's generally one breeding pair.
Oh, okay.
And there can be a couple. So maybe, everybody sort of gets involved, so the males and the females look after the young, and so does all the uncles and aunties and siblings as well.
Yeah.
There you go. That's my homework now.
Well, good. I mean, we should point out to everyone that there's so many animals at the Ballarat Wildlife Park. You don't specialise clearly in all of them. You can't. That's impossible. So I'm sort of asking you to go out on a limb when it comes to meerkats, so we should have said that at the top. But that's good.
That's fine. That's good. They're fairly new to the park.
Yeah, and they are great. They're just fun to watch, one of my favourite spots. Okay, they're matriarchal. Number two, Julia?
Well, the markings of the meerkat, you've seen that they've got those dark bands on their eyes, which kind of act like a pair of sunglasses for a meerkat, because where they live can be very sunny, and that helps reduce the glare.
I did not know that. That makes sense. Do you know what country they're from?
Well, they're from Africa, so you find them around, you know, the African regions.
Yeah, okay, all right. So the markings just don't make them look pretty and cool. They're there for a reason.
For a reason, yeah.
And number three?
Well, some people, when they visit the wildlife park, they'll see that there's often a female sitting up very high, and she's the sentry. So she is the one who keeps an eye out for predators, like especially birds of prey. If we see our meerkats looking up and the female, you know, making a barking sort of noise, a quite a high sort of shrill, we see all the other meerkats just straight away, they jump down their holes and their little burrows because she's spotted a predator. And so she's always on the lookout.
So, say, for example, an Australian wedge-tail eagle, could they be considered a predator?
Yes, certainly. No, actually, because at the park I don't think a wedge-tail would land in our enclosure. But, you know, smaller birds of prey, which we've had fly over, they certainly are alert to wedge-tail because we do have them fly over occasionally, but I doubt they would consider landing in an enclosure where, but, you know, kookaburras, things like that.
And do they lose their alertness over time? Do they relax a bit because of the fact they're in captivity?
We haven't noticed that at all in the 2 years that they've been at the park.
Yeah.
They're quite alert creatures, so it's obviously instinctive. These owl girls were born in captivity, so they've really got no reason to be afraid of anything. But, you know, also, and this is an extra fact, they can really turn on a group member in their group, and I don't know if people have watched the Meerkat Manor, but they might have seen that if they decide that somebody is not up to muster in the group, they'll quickly turn on the group member and, you know, they can in fact be quite aggressive towards and even kill it. We've always got a contingency plan. If that happens, we've got an area where we can relocate them.
So you'd ship...
Also, if we decided to do a veterinary procedure or something, we'd have to do it really quickly or take, you know, another member because reintroducing them back can be quite difficult. We haven't had to do that, thankfully.
Yeah, okay. So there's a naughty corner for meerkats, if you like.
Yes. Yeah, they're quite full on, the meerkats.
We describe them as cute and cuddly. Are they actually cuddly?
Not cuddly at all.
No, okay.
But they do like to sit on you,
yeah,
and they don't mind being patted, but I certainly wouldn't pick one up and hold them. They've got very sharp teeth. So when we do our encounters, we just allow people to sit there and let you jump on them, and we'll put sort of food around them, but we certainly make sure that nobody gets their fingers looking like a worm.
Yeah, that could end in tears, Julia Leonard, couldn't it?
From experience.
Oh, no. What, you got a nip one day, did you?
I've been bitten by everything but the tiger here, so.
The day you get bitten by the tiger, that is a bad, bad day.
That's a bad day.
That's a bad day at the office. No, keep away from them. Well, there we go. There's the three things. Plus, we've got a bonus four. They're matriarchal. Their markings are there for a purpose. And they sit up nice and high. And they are certainly cute, but not cuddly.
Not cuddly.
Julia, I've really enjoyed chatting to you this year. It's been a fun series. Thank you for your contribution. Now, it will return in 2021, but I want to ask you to choose what animal we're going to chat about in our Three Things You Didn't Know About series.
Oh, well, I've already spoken about my favourite, which is the wombat.
Yeah.
My second favourite would have to be the Tasmanian devil.
I tell you what, they have got an attitude like PT, those things. Yeah. It's going to be very, very interesting.
Another
chat.
Animal I've been bitten by. I must say, PT's put a horrible image in my head all day with his pimple talking this morning.
He tends to do that Monday to Friday, doesn't he?
Yeah, squeezed the pimple and went all over the... Anyway.
I didn't hear that. Now, I wish you hadn't shared that with me. Goodness gracious. All right, pop it in the diary for 2021. We'll find out about the Tassie Devil in our Three Things You Didn't Know About series. Julia Leonard, to you and the team at the Ballarat Wildlife Park. Keep up the great work. Thanks for your time.
Well, thank you, and Happy New Year to everyone for a good year.
To you too. Thanks, Julia.